Good morning, brothers and sisters. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, thanks for good opportunity that we can come into your place and seek you and talk to you, Father. And we believe when we come to you, you will reveal your word to us, and your word is our food, our spiritual food. And we believe when you speak and the word bring hope and peace in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible. This morning, we read from Psalm chapter 22. Psalm chapter 22, the suffering, praise, and posterity of the Messiah, to the chief musician, set to the deer of the down, a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the word of my groaning? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and I'm not silent, but you are holy, enthroned in the praise of Israel. Our father trusted in you, they trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and were delivered. They trust in you, and you not ashamed. But I am a womb, and no man, approach of men, and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shut up the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delight in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouth, like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clean to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the weak has enclosed me. They pierce my hand and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garment among them, and for my clothing they cast lot. But you, O Lord, do not far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion mouth and from the horn of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be on of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vow before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and sanctify. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. all the end of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord, and his rule over the nation. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down into the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. Brothers and sisters, in these 2 weeks, my spiritual life, like walking in the desert. I say like this because there are too many sad experience happen around my life. The first one, when I heard my college, Pastor Riani from Island ECC, she get colon cancer. Just returned from Indonesia, and then tonight she suffered a lot of pain, and then she went to a doctor to check everything, and doctor say, you have a colon cancer. Now she is in medical treatment. After that, my classmate from Indonesia, we just met her on 27th of August. And then on 29th, she fly from Jakarta to Malacca. And then the doctor said, you have cervix cancer. That's why she need to get surgery to take out everything. And she cannot have a baby again. And now she's still in medical treatment. Only one day after that, one of spin sister, she called me at the night and said, please, please pray for my son. He got walking accident. There is a big blower, and then his son jumped down to the blower, and then in the between of big blower. And when I saw the picture, then I said, so terrible. 2 hours after that, another message come out. My son passed away. And then in the morning, she came to see me, and we try to help her. Now she's in Indonesia to arrange everything, and then to arrange also like insurance, everything. Not finished from them. 2 days ago, another sister from Meifu, also under spin, called me and said, Pastor, my son passed away, got motorcycle accident. She only have one son, no husband, and then son passed away. Brothers and sisters, meanwhile, last week was my birthday. Till today, I still in poor physical. I try to eat medicine, cannot help my coughing. So I feel that these 2 weeks, I was walking in the desert. Not finish this all. Just now when I came in, Pastor Mary told me, remember, pray for Janela and Jeff Anti, that in about in 30 minutes, she need to get surgery for cancer. So I heard a lot of sad story, and then most of them asked me, why God give me such trial? I'm not strong enough. I cannot handle. Give me back my son. The sister who came to see us, she just sit in front of the cross and she said, Lord Jesus, if you can raise other people at the same time, please raise up my son. Few times she told me, I will go back to wake, to make my son wake up. I want to make a noodle for my son. But at the same time, I need to tell her, no, sister, your son is passed away. And the most terrible thing, I cannot say that your son is in father's house because her son have not believed Jesus Christ. So how difficult in this situation? I'm difficult. But the person who suffered this experience more difficult than me, then what should I do for them? My mind start to think between the reality and the faith. And then I remember in this difficult time, we may cry out and shout to the Lord. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, let's see Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27:46, and about the 9th hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why you have forsaken me? What I want to tell to my member is, you may cry out in this kind of situation, because our Lord Jesus has been do the same thing. He cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have forsaken me? Brothers and sisters, this quoting, my God, why have you forsaken me, is come from Psalm chapter 22. Psalm chapter 22 is a crying to God. And then I try to understand Psalm chapter 22. And so unique in Psalm chapter 22, we know that it's quite long, around 31 verse. We only find two things, two big ideas. Number one is crying to God. Number two is praise God. And in between crying to God and praise to God, I didn't see there is an interval in between, or there is an experience, or there is a picture that bring the psalm from crying to God to praise Him. It's just natural flow between cry out to God and praise him. It's quite different. I read Psalm chapter 73, I can see there is an interval. But in Psalm 22, there is no interval. The psalm just cry out, but after he cry out, then we can see that on verse 22, he said, "I will declare your name to my brethren." Start from the sentence, "You have answered me." So cry out and praise the Lord. So I get one point in this difficult situation. The point is, you may cry out in difficult situation. Of course, psychological, when you cry out in your suffering, people say you may reduce a little bit of your pain by crying out. But I want to let you know, crying out without faith is just a sound, cannot change everything. But when you cry out, at the same time you have faith in your crying out, then you will take out your pain in your life. So I see that Psalm 22 want to tell us, in the midst of our suffering, it is okay for us to cry out. But at the same time, when you cry out, you need to remember there is God above all things. That's why when I try to see these two things in Psalm chapter 22, I cannot see that the David, the first time, he crying out, and then the second pass, he praised the Lord. No, not that scenario. But what I understand is, at the same time, when David crying out, but at the same time, David also praised the Lord. So, like he drink honey at the same time, and also he drink medicine at the same time. Sweet and bitter come together in his mouth. This is the way I understand Psalm chapter 22. So bitter and sweetness put together in his mouth. I know some medicine, it tastes sweet, but inside is bitter and make healthy for our body. So this is the way Psalm 22 try to explain, the way Psalm 22 teach us how we face difficult time in our life. The same experience also from Matthew chapter 27. After Jesus cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" At the same time, we see from the Bible said, "Father, into your hand I give my life." There is no interval. If we read there is an interval, that's because the way the writer tried to write it to us. But in the reality, there is no interval. All walk together. Brothers and sisters, as a believer, we may face difficult time in our life. But it is okay for you to cry out. But once you cry out, you need to remember, do the same thing. Praise the Lord. And then you need to trust him. That's why when we live in this world, we do not only use our eyes to see what happened around us, but we also use our faith to see all of. If we believe that God is good, That means God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. By doing this, the peace flow in my heart. The peace also will flow in our heart. Let us pray. While we took a few minutes to meditate this verse, let us digest the idea of crying out and praise the Lord at the same time. It's really difficult to cry out to the Lord and praise the Lord at the same time. But this is the way the Bible tells us, so that we still can keep going in the midst of our suffering. We cry out because of our weakness. We praise the Lord because we believe that God will do the best for us. Let Holy Spirit teach us how we cry out and praise the Lord at the same time. While we try to digest this verse, maybe you know someone, maybe your friend, your family, who are facing difficult problem in their life. Please, bring his name, bring their name into your prayer this morning.
to follow you forever. For you are good. For you are good. For you are good to me. For you are good. For you are good. For you are good to me.
Brothers and sisters, let us using our time this morning, we ask God's mercy for our brother and sister who are in difficult time because of physical weakness, because of cancer in their body, especially. Please pray for Janela and Jeff auntie who need to get surgery. Yeah, 8 a.m. this morning. We pray that the doctor take all the cancer. We pray that God will remove all the weakness. Let's pray together. Let's cry out to Him. He is our God who hear our prayer. But at the same time, we praise the Lord because God will make from the worst become the best. Some of brothers and sisters, they are still not believe Jesus Christ. Let us pray for their salvation. We ask for God's mercy to open their eyes to see that there is only to see that the only way to get salvation is through Him. We pray that the Holy Spirit will open their eyes. Let's bring our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let us pray together for SPSG. Yeah, this coming week they have retreat. We pray that God will bless the retreat. Also bless BSAM who shared the word at SPSG. Also pray for SP Indonesian. We are preparing for 10th anniversary. Yeah, pray for all preparation so that we can bring glory to God. Pray for Mission Council. Pray for local outreach. Pray for all activity that happened tonight. Let's pray together. Father, thank you, Father, because when we are weak, we can come to you and cry out. When we cry out at the same time, we hear that you always say, "Don't worry, my son, I'm your father. I always hold you. Even in your midst suffering, you are not walk alone, but you walk with me." Thank you, Father. That's why at the same time when we cry out, we also praise you, because you are the loving Father that love us with forever love. This is the power that come to us this morning, and we want to walk with you forever. Thank you, Father, for this morning prayer, and we believe that you already hear our prayer, and we will see that you will answer all, and then everything come from you is the best for us. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.